Barnes. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer here to help you get your business right. The way that we do that is we remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. I got a question for you.
What's that?
I don't know yet. Was that the question?
No, that's a statement.
I got 15 questions for you.
You got 15 questions for me.
We may or may not get to all of them, but Jeff Hayden, who is a contributing editor for Inc.com, says there are 15 favorite interview questions to completely disarm job candidates in a really good way.
We want to disarm our job candidates?
In a really good way.
In a really good way.
That's what he says.
I don't know. I think if you have to say in a really good way, maybe we should have rephrased, like maybe we should have led with that or right?
Says maybe your favorite interview question is one of the most common interview questions. Maybe it's one of the most common behavioral interview questions. Or maybe you have a less conventional interview question that you like to ask, like those asked by these company founders and CEOs.
Okay. All right. So do you have, I think everybody has their favorite. So this is what I'm at. Interview question that I'm being asked or interview question that I'm asking?
That you're asking that a candidate.
I'm asking a candidate. Mm-hmm. So I think that for most people that have ever done an interview, that we have a favorite question that we like to ask.
Sure.
Because somehow we stumbled upon it at some point and we thought, oh, this is the I Ching of all interview questions. I will always ask this from here on going forward. And I don't know if mine is on here, and I don't actually have it as a question.
Okay.
And I'm going to look here. Nope.
All right,
it's not in here.
What do you have?
So I don't have a favorite interview question, but I do like the idea of going out to eat with a candidate before hiring them.
Going out to eat with a candidate before hiring them.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, one, it's, you know, you kind of breaking bread, so it makes it a little more casual.
Yes.
You get to find out a little bit more about the true human being. If they have a spouse, you want to find out if the spouse is crazy.
Wait, hold on. We're going to come back to that.
Just kidding.
But you find out a little more about the human being, the true nature of the human being. Are you looking for, like, does he pick his chicken with his fingers or?
No, I think you've already done the stuffy, the formality of the interview.
Yeah.
And we like this candidate.
But you do want to find out if the spouse is crazy.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's fair. That's reasonable.
Right. And, you know, if I'm going to be interacting with this person on a regular basis,
sure.
I want to see real interaction. What is it going to be like to talk to you?
What do you mean, kid with sweaty palms sitting in the hot seat answering the questions and selling you a stapler isn't a real scenario?
Not every day.
All right. I like that. I don't know if I have one, but maybe by the end of the conversation, I'll come up with something.
Okay. All right.
The first one is, and these are questions that CEOs, various and sundry CEOs ask, what is the hardest thing you've ever done? Now, the answer can either be personal or professional. And when what the candidate accomplished isn't as important as how and why, what were the hurdles, what were the roadblocks, did the candidates seek help, and do they credit the people who helped?
Oh.
So it's designed to pull out, are you a solo or are you a team player?
You know what I think, and you can find out a lot about somebody when they talk about the hardest thing they've ever done.
Absolutely.
And it's not something that, you know, and you always ask, you know, what's your weakness? Oh, overworking, giving too much to my job, you know, always, you know, delivering, I don't know, over-delivering.
Yeah.
You know, those are...
It sounds like they got a PhD in BS.
Mm.
All right, you ready for the next one?
I am.
When have you experienced stellar customer service, and how did that change how you deal with customers?
I would love to know when they've experienced stellar customer service.
We've been asking for 8 years.
Yeah, I would love to know that their great customer service experience stories,
yeah.
and especially for us, because customer service is one of our hallmarks that, you know, does. Starting that conversation early on would be important.
Yeah. I had the opportunity to drive somebody to home from the airport the other day. And when I got around to asking him, what does he do? He says, I'm in software development, a little company out of California. And I said, well, what does your software do? And he says, it's all about customer experience.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, I'm going to give you a business card. All right. Tell me about a time when you felt a change needed to be made in how something was done. How did you come to the conclusion? And how did you get support for the change?
Well, I looked at it and I was like, duh.
I believe the word is dur.
We should do something different.
Yeah.
And I told everybody, we should do it different.
Mm-hmm. Every team, every company can improve. Doing that requires having people who not only see areas of improvement, but can actually make those improvements happen. Listen closely to what the change was, but listen even more closely to how that change was implemented. Let's see if there's any more that are more interesting, because we're going to run out of time here.
What position would you play on a soccer team?
What?
It's on here. It's question number 9.
What position would I play on a soccer team?
Yeah.
And if they say, gosh, I really don't know anything about soccer, you're get out of here. Are you kidding me? Don't you know the World Cup is the largest sporting event in the world? You've got your simple little idea about some Super Bowl. Oh, no. World Cup, soccer, football.
So what position would you play?
Forward.
Let's see. What does that say about your personality? Because they say it can indicate personalities. Generally speaking, people who see themselves as strikers tend to enjoy prominent public roles. They who see themselves as midfielders like to help others and be like the linchpin, like to lead and follow. People who see themselves as defenders like to be counted on and don't mind playing a less prominent role. They don't even talk about forward. It's not even a position.
It really is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it really
it's
is.
Not,
a, a striker is a forward. A forward is a striker.
Oh. And you do enjoy the prominent public role.
She doesn't know.
Who doesn't?
What? All right, let's go to...
Me? Is he talking about me?
How will I know if you're struggling?
He's talking about me, isn't he? How will I know if you're struggling?
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell Richard to turn your microphone off.
How will I know if you need help?
You do need help. Every day.
No, if you need help...
I do have to learn how to be a team player. I am kind of a do-it-all-yourself, like just get out of my way and let me do it kind of person. I have to remember there are other people that want to play, too.
All right. Let's see. How are you at basic math skills?
I had to get out my calculator to subtract 300 from a number the other day.
Really?
You know how you're just like you're in a different zone?
Yeah.
And it's not a number zone, right? We're talking other stuff. And then a math equation comes up. And it's like, I can't switch lanes that fast. And so, yes, I admit it. I'm not the best at math. But where it comes in really handy is when I'm having to figure out a sale. That's the best reason to know percentages and what are those things with the lines? Fractions.
Yeah, with the things with the lines, you know, those things.
It's been a while since I've taken a math class.
How do you feel about mopping floors or scrubbing toilets?
Somebody should do it. I like it when my floors and my toilets are clean.
There you go. Somebody should do it. And then finally, this one here. It says, at the end of the interview, I like to ask, after you leave today, what are the top three things you want me to have heard about who you are? What do you want me to make sure sticks with me about you? You might not learn a whole lot from asking that question, but maybe you'll learn something new. And even if you don't, you'll know that you gave the candidates every opportunity to share their skills, experience, knowledge, interest, and then themselves personally.
Right. You gave them a chance to have like their parting thoughts. So what would be the three things, Eric, you'd want your part, you know, before you walked out of the room that you, the impression you would want to have left on your interviewer?
I'm willing, I'm able, and I'm loyal.
Willing, able, and loyal. Wow. Have you been interviewing? Because that, I mean, that came right off. Like, you've answered this question recently.
I meant to tell you. No, I have not been interviewing. But there it is. I think those are true things.
Well, I agree with you. I just was impressed that you could rattle them off because I don't know
so
that
often,
I have my three things.
You know, every so often, I come up with an answer that I anticipate you asking, and I know it throws you completely.
That's true because it takes preparation and you're prepared.
Right.
And like he was organized and prepared.
There was
totally
a time.
Get me off my kilter.
Ladies and gentlemen, there was a time when I thought I could actually keep up with Mrs. Tussey. Now I'm just happy to sit in the shadows. We'll be back right after these messages. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer hanging out with you. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of positive business talk, where we empower you to build your brand. Back after this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. It is great to have you on board with us today. We've got some cool guests in the studio.
We do. One of our favorites, our celebrity of the day, Lynn Hurlburt. She's the owner of the award-winning Fantastic Sam's located in Parker, Colorado, and friends. And actually, and I don't remember your name. I'm so sorry. Let's say hi, Lynn. Welcome.
Lynn. Thank you.
Come step over here to the microphone.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Right. Angel and Angel's here today. I'm excited.
Right?
It's really great. It's really great to see you.
Lynn, please introduce your friend.
Oh, my friend is Misty Connaughton. I work for the regional office for Fantastic Sam's.
Nice. Oh, so here I am all bragging all about just the one in Parker, only Parker, Parker. She covers the whole regional area.
The whole region.
Well, one of the reasons why we love having Lynn in the studio, I mean, you are a legend in business. You are an incredible partner in the community. Your customers love you. People in the community love you. Your employees love you. How long have you owned the Fantastic Sam's there in Parker?
It'll be 10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
Right? You got a little longevity under your belt there, right?
Yeah, Misty.
A lot of mistakes.
Well, you know, we learn by our mistakes, right?
Yes, we do.
All right, so Misty, let's talk a little bit about Fantastic Sam's as a brand. You guys are well known national brand, yes?
National brand.
Uh-huh. And talk about, if you will, the value or the values that Fantastic Sam's stands for, and that you, when you're a regional director or operator, you're going around and making sure that everything stays in line with the brand values, right?
Absolutely. So our culture truly is we support our people. We value our people. And we want to inspire our people, our leaders, through education, both through business acumen as well as technical education. We recognize that hairstylists are more than just a hairdresser.
Sure.
You know, they want to build their own business. They want to have a book and understand that their behaviors behind the chair can translate into a healthy P&L for owners.
Okay, and for all those of you entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, a P&L, that's a profit and loss statement. That's business, folks.
Yes.
And it gets right down to it. It's not the business of cutting hair. It's the business of the business of cutting hair, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Now, Lynn, you have a huge following. I mean, so many people love your store and your stylists, as Angel has already established. You've embraced the values that Fantastic Sam's puts out there, and then you've kind of personalized them, made them your own. Talk about that.
Yeah, I do, and sometimes I kind of can get in trouble with corporate because I don't follow all of the rules. But then I think they've learned a lot from me where it's about, in the past year or two, I hear them talking about it's about each individual Fantastic Sam's in their own community. Mm. And 3 years ago, I was not supposed to be like that.
You know, and so it's, you know, we're learning from each other. And I think that's a real valuable relationship. You do bring a lot to the table. You know, I think for small business owners, there's so many opportunities right now to open a business. Why would franchising, and maybe even specifically opening up a Fantastic Sam's franchise, be worthwhile for somebody to look into? I'm going to ask you to
Absolutely.
Answer that.
Absolutely. That is a fantastic question. Pun slightly intended. But what I like about this idea is that to own a Fantastic Sam salon, you don't have to be a licensed salon professional. That's what we do for you. So we provide business consultants that can coach that side of the business to the franchisees that may or may not be behind the chair. Lynn is unique in the fact that she is behind the chair.
Right.
So she's, you know, roots deep in the community. So when you belong to a franchise, you get to go in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. So you get that opportunity to work with a peer network of support group and, you know, bounce an idea off of one owner, what has worked, what's not, share talent. And then, you know, your franchise corp, myself and my team, we can help you hold yourself accountable because it's easy to say, I'm a business owner, I can do whatever, but it may not always be in your best interest. So to have that influencer, that partner, helping you make the right decisions, that's for you. It's
funny,
it's a great
that you should mention influencer because there's another. we talk about influence all day long, and somebody who can guide that process. And you know, you said it may not be in your best interest. It also may not be in your contract.
That's another true statement.
It's just a thing, right?
Well, when you have a group of franchisees and you're in a region and a network together, customers don't know the difference between one business owner and the next. They see the name brand. So if you have you know, something really out of line, far off the beaten path on one side, it really reflects poorly upon right. your partners.
Right.
So, Lynn, you've got 10 years longevity, and like we said, award-winning, your customers love you, you're super involved in the community. Those are the things that I see just in my observation of you. What do you think is your secret to success?
I think it's being social. I just happen to be a born socialite, and people that know me are like, oh, that's Lynn. So networking, when I go to networking events, I see friends and business people I do business with. That's just a big part of it.
So tell me a little bit about the things that you are involved with in the Parker community.
Actually, I've kind of taken a step back because I opened another hair salon in Castle Rock this last year.
Just taking a step back.
You know,
right,
I did.
And do more. And
right.
This is
how, I mean,
this
how
Lynn steps back. She steps back so she can do more.
Open another brick and mortar.
What are you involved in?
And I was on the Parker Chamber board, and I didn't run this year. I just said, but I'll be back next year. Just give me a year to get all my ducks in a row and open a couple other businesses, and then I'm back.
Did you hear that? Open a couple other businesses, and then I'll be back. This
Lynn,
is the Energizer Bunny.
We have a hard enough time running one business. How do you run multiples?
I don't know. I don't sleep a lot. And so everybody listening is like, yeah, you're up till midnight, and then you're up at 4 or 5 in the morning. And
I think you've gotten a text from you at midnight once or twice.
No, yeah, you have. So, yeah, I don't sleep a lot. I don't need a lot of sleep. And I don't know. It's fun. It's just, I don't know. It's so fun to me, and I get ideas in my mind, and then I can't sleep anyway, so...
I think, you know, and I think that's what attracts so many people to you because you're so giving. You've got all these great ideas and, you know, and I imagine, you know, for all of your clients sitting in your chair is an adventure and a treat. We want to make sure that we are sending our audience to come and find you, get to meet the real Lynn in person, her team, her staff. Well, all of Fantastic Sam's are dynamite, but let's give some contact information for your location in Parker.
Yeah, I'm on South Parker Road in 20 Mile, kind of a block south of Main Street and 20 Mile, or it's Main Street and South Parker Road. And you can call us at 720-851-7881. I'm on social media, everything Fantastic Sam's Parker,
yeah.
Twitter.
Do that phone number again, if you will, please. Just a little slower.
720-851-7881.
Nice.
Right, because we don't need an appointment. We can just walk in. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, yeah, let's give that phone number, though, one more time if anybody wants directions.
720-851-7881.
Yeah, is Lynn Hurlburt. And Misty, a final word from corporate?
There we go.
Some kind of a word of inspiration for those who are considering a business?
Absolutely. work in your communities, live in your communities, support them, and be highly engaged.
There you go. Successful. That's good words all the way around. Folks, don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk just on the other side of these messages. You're listening to Angel Tassie and Eric Raymer, where we empower you to build your brand. If you'd like the archives of this broadcast, any of the shows that we do, don't hesitate to go to experiencepros.com. Back after this.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50. 50+. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Got a number for you. Get this. Cybersecurity spending is going to exceed $1 trillion between 2017, the end of 2017 and 2021. $1 trillion.
$1 trillion. And yet what CEOs think is causing all these cybersecurity breaches and what's actually happening may not be the same space. We're joined today by Tom Kemp, CEO of Centrify. They are a leading provider of zero trust security. And Centrify has just released a new study with Dow Jones Customer Intelligence. It reveals that there's a major misalignment between CEOs and technical officers on what is really the best approach when it comes to cybersecurity. Tom Kemp, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Hey, great to be here.
Tom, nice to have you on the program. A little alarming in the headline there that there's a disconnect between CEOs and IT professionals. Is it because the CEOs aren't listening, or is it because the technical officers aren't telling?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, the reality is that, you know, CEOs see the headlines, and they see the headlines du jour of a lot of these ransomware attacks or malware attacks, but they don't realize that most of the cyber breaches are via compromised credentials, that people are out there trying to steal usernames and passwords, and that's really the main attack vector. So I think the CEOs are getting distracted by the headlines and are not aware, and the technical people underneath the CEOs should need to sit down and spend time and say, this is where the vulnerabilities lie. And oftentimes the vulnerabilities are actually with people.
Okay. So, and we've heard some different things about, you know, we're pretty lazy about, updates and pretty lazy about our passwords and changing of our passwords. And yet, you know, when you look at the statistics, 62% of CEOs say it's malware is the issue. And so what are some of those best practices that are really causing the cybersecurity threats?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that over 80% of breaches involve stolen or compromised credentials, which are usernames and passwords.
Right.
And so what businesses and even consumers should be doing is, first of all, limiting the sharing of passwords with other people. Number two, preferably do not have the same password for all your applications or your website.
Now, Tom, don't go making it personal now.
I know. Okay, I got it. Password 123 is
No,
yours,
no,
right?
No. I've got a password with an at sign and a zero.
It's very good. Very
okay,
safe.
Well, yeah. You're safe, exactly. Not like any of your listeners are right now typing that in. But the other thing is multi-factor authentication, which has actually gotten increasingly easier to use because you can tie in the multi-factor authentication into your device. And so when you log in, you get a notification, you can push a button on your phone, and it gets it in, and at least it validates that it's really you as opposed to just relying on a password. You know, with an ATM, We have a card, which is something we have, and a PIN, which is something we know. So if I were to give you my PIN, 123456, which that's not my PIN for ATM, you still can't get money out of my account. You also need my card.
You spell camp with a K?
A-E-M-P, Bank of America.
You said that, and I'm a big fan of multi-factor authentication. It actually helped us stop a hack on our Twitter account. But most CEOs are thinking, well, that's really not very user friendly. How do we get the message out to them that user friendly, and it's even getting more with, you know, the retina scans or the facial recognition or the thumbprint scans. How do we convince, the guys with silver in their hair that this is really good for us?
Well, first of all, I'm a CEO, and I've got silver in my hair. So I'm not going to take any personal offense.
I knew it. No, if you were offended, you misunderstood me.
No, no. I mean, the reality is that the old way of doing multi-factor authentication, and the CEOs are absolutely right. You know, you would have to look at like a little token, like an RSA token, and right. You'd have to enter in the number. And by the time you entered in the number, it expired, and
right.
It was terrible, right? But now the technology is better. It's the equivalent of getting a notification on your phone and saying accept. And the fact that your phone is associated and your phone number is associated with your user account makes it a heck of a lot easier. So I think also that's just another example of people kind of thinking about way the technology was 10 years ago. But with modern technology, especially mobile technology, you can use that as a factor in authentication as well. So definitely, you know, change your passwords, don't share them, and turn on MFA for your, not only your personal accounts or your Twitter accounts or your Facebook, but also do it for your email and other applications.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Tom Kemp. He's the CEO of Centrify, the company that actually commissioned this survey that helped us realize the misalignment. Tom, when we hear in the news, you know, these major companies have had these incredible breaches of security, do you instantly, just as your heckles go up and you're like, you know what, I know exactly what we could have done different. I know exactly, you know, where the loophole is. Are there things that we as an organization can do to decrease the chance of a major breach?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's frustrating when you do read about some of these breaches, like Uber was breached, Yahoo was breached,
right?
And then when you finally get the details of it, it was like, oh, on a server, they didn't protect it with a password. You
right.
Kind of like, you know, do a head slap right there. So look, at the end of the day, you know, people are the weakest link when it comes to mm-hmm. security. So you can throw all the antivirus and the firewalls and all that other stuff. But the reality is that most of our digital assets are protected with a password. And we don't do that, you know, with our bank accounts. We have, you know, a physical card and we have a PIN and there's other ways that they also look to see if it's really you and all that stuff, especially if you're doing credit card transactions. So look, the reality is that if businesses and personal people, if they can just focus on, you know, making sure, just having good password hygiene, leveraging MFA, that is a huge step in making things more secure. So I think that should be the focus of what's mm-hmm. going on. Clearly, you know, up-to-date operating systems so you don't get ransomware, et cetera. Those are important as well. But it's just really the basic stuff that folks need to focus on, because we are the weakest link.
Absolutely. Our guest is Tom Kemp, the CEO of Centrify, a leading provider of zero trust security, which begs our final question here for you, Tom. What exactly is zero trust security? When I walk into the bank and they ask for my ID every time I walk in after I've been there for 18 years, it frustrates me. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I think that's a good analogy. I mean, look, the old way of doing security implied that if you're on the proverbial corporate network, we're going to trust that it's you, and then we're going to do some little bit of verification right there. But the reality is that most businesses, most of their users are outside the corporate network. They're using their mobile devices, talking directly to cloud applications, et cetera. And a lot of these corporate networks are so big they're almost like public networks, and they're dirty with bad users and the person three cubes down from you downloading some stuff that they shouldn't be doing. So we believe the model should shift to never trust, always verify. So you need to validate the user. You need to verify the device. You need to limit privilege and access. And that's what we do, and that's what we try to evangelize, because in the end, as I said before, the leading attack vector is stolen or compromised credentials. And if we can focus on that, then not only from a business perspective, but also from a consumer perspective, we can just really make ourselves a lot more secure.
Well, this has been incredibly helpful.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for doing the survey, for bringing this to our attention, because I think we always want to point the finger at the IT department. And really, you know, Michael Jackson was right. When you look in the mirror, it was us. Tom, what's the best way for our audience to connect with you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, you can go to our website, www.centrify.com, C-E-N-T-R-I-F-Y.com, or feel free to follow me at Twitter at Thomas R. Kemp. Unfortunately, I couldn't get Tom Kemp. Someone stole that. Thomas R. Kemp.
I know a guy who can fix anything for $100. And don't forget,
there you go.
We'll be watching the MFA fight later tonight. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate you so very much. And folks, we appreciate you for tuning in to this, the home of Positive Business Talk. Don't go anywhere. We're not going anywhere except for a quick commercial break back after this.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're over the age of 50 and consider
considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the big program. We do appreciate you for tuning in. This is America's home for positive business talk. How'd you like to make a sale?
What am I selling?
Well, I don't know. You, anything you want.
Anything I want?
Sure.
Like somebody wants to buy what I'm already selling?
Well, maybe.
Maybe. That's always a good thing.
Is it on the internet?
You know what? I remember years ago, this was years ago, being asked by, you know, we do radio. And she says, Angel, there's nowhere on your website that we could buy radio advertising, buy segments on your show. Like there's no e-commerce going on your website.
Huh.
And I thought, should there be? Right? Because up until then, everything that we sold was in person, right? You meet somebody, you have a phone call, you meet for coffee, you find them at networking, maybe after a speaking event, or they call you because they're looking
developed
for...
developed a well into six-figure business.
Right?
Shaking hands.
Shaking hands, you know, eyeball to eyeball.
Right.
And, you know, and like I said, this was years ago where we're all now making this shift.
Right.
And so I didn't really think of us as having an e-commerce business. And I think for many people, if you didn't start out as e-commerce, right, online, internet, electronic shopping,
right,
maybe you have a brick and mortar, maybe you have a sales team, you've just done things the old way, that we don't even realize that every one of us, if we have a business, if we've registered with the Secretary of State, if we have a business bank account, if we have an EIN number, our tax number for the government, if we have a business card,
you should be selling online.
We should be selling online. According to Sonia Mann, a staff reporter at Inc.com, she says one of the obvious ways that you can win at e-commerce is to get people to spend a lot of money on something.
A lot of money. Now let's define terms here, because in Sonia's world, spending more than $100 is a lot of money. And in, I guess in the world of e-commerce, it really is, because, you know, that separates the makeup or the everyday purchase,
right,
from to something that's
there's low
needs
trust
to be thought
value.
Out. That's
low
right.
Trust, low, like, you know, you don't have remorse, right? If you spent
sure.
less than 50, you know, $100 on something and it wasn't exactly what you thought it was going to be.
Right.
I remember ordering online, and I don't know if you get these ads on your Facebook page, but I get them on my wall. But they're magnetic lashes, you know. So So for ladies, lovely lashes are a thing.
Yes.
And there's multiple ways that you can get lovely lashes. And, you know, there's these creams that you can put on that will grow your own lashes to be thick. There are mascaras. The mascara industry is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Sure.
You can have artificial lashes that you apply, you know, individually on the day of, and then you remove that night. You can have lash extensions. And now I found you can have magnetic lashes.
Magnetic lashes.
Yes, magnetic lashes. And they, you know, it's like a little
Don't
tiny magnet.
Don't go through TSA.
Right? This teeny, teeny, teeny little tiny magnet. And so I bought them.
You did not.
I did.
Angel Tussie.
What?
What?
I don't know. They were $12 or something like
so
that.
We're
right?
not talking about that right. being a big trust
right.
factor.
Right. Yeah. And so, yeah. When I got it and I tried it on and I'm like, yeah, I don't like these. Yeah. No big deal.
And for the record, no, I don't get those same ads on my Facebook page. I get ads
You will now. You will now because your computer can hear me. Your phone can hear
hair
me.
Hair implants.
Lashes, and, lashes, yeah. lashes.
All right.
How soon will it be before Facebook picks up on that and you've got retargeted ads for lashes?
I never looked at that magazine. I'm just saying. Here's the thing. You got to win people's trust if you want them to come and purchase things, especially purchase things on a larger scale, you know, on a more expensive scale. You know, on our website, we have services and products that range from $47 to $3,000. We even have a $5,000 product.
So when you say we have a range of $47,000 to $3,000, but there's a $5,000 product.
Yeah, I forgot
product.
The $5,000 until I said $3,000.
Oh, okay, okay.
Settle down
now. Doesn't that fit in the range?
I've got part timers. here's the other thing that you really need to do if you want people to build that trust factor and be willing to commit to purchasing the big product. You got to be willing to stand behind it with a generous return policy.
A generous return policy, mm-hmm. not the bare minimum.
We're giving you 3 hours to say whether or not you like it. And by the way, it takes 7 hours to send.
Just, think about this. If I know that I can send it back if I don't like it, I'm more likely to buy it. If I know that it's going to be tough if I don't like it and it's going to be expensive and I'm going to have to jump through hoops, even though I'm probably not going to return it anyways, just knowing that I can't or it's going to be hard will prevent me from shopping.
It will. And we just had a conversation earlier this week about L.L. Bean and their 100-year policy of return any of our products with no questions asked. No, you don't have to validate it. Just bring something that we made back and we'll replace it for you.
Right, but now there's too many bad apples taken advantage of and stuff they didn't even buy, buying something at a garage sale and returning it.
Well, they've gone from an extreme return policy to, I think, a very generous return policy.
It's still
and
very generous.
You've got 365 days to return the boots, and if they're defective, we'll return or replace them, but you got to have your proof of purchase.
Proof of purchase. And because we buy everything online, there's a proof of purchase somewhere. You've got it. No matter what you sell, you've got to have people available to talk to your customers. You've got to have a customer care, a customer love, a customer service, a customer forward, phone numbers, text messaging, chat windows, chat bots. You have to respond on social media. They have to feel as if they can talk to somebody
anytime
if they have a complaint and that it's not going to go unanswered.
Absolutely. And finally, you need to be able to offer something really unique. And if you think about that, even the things that are similar to other people in a competitive nature in your industry can be made unique. We'll give you a little bit of an example. We offer classes. There's lots of people who offer classes on the web. But what's the difference with our classes? Well, you get them how you like them, when you like them, and in many cases, they come with follow-up from us.
Well, and if you're going to do something online where you're offering classes and workshops, you know, a lifetime access to them.
Sure.
You know, where it's not limited. If you're going to optimize the buying experience, what can we throw in? How can we make this even better? So this is our product. Now you got to put the fine-tuned polish, the little extra juju, the sweetness on top of that, because there's a lot of competition online, and you want to make sure you're the one winning them over.
There you go. All right, gang, we will return after the top of the hour news. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, thank you for tuning in to this, the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.